You are listening to the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. This is a ministry of Christian Assembly Church in Los Angeles, California. I am your host, Marvin Enriquez, and this is how we get down. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. Right now, I'm getting a phone call from George R. Fernandez. Why am I doing that when you're George R. Fernandez? It's tradition. Today is November 19th, 2020, and this is the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. We're recording at the fabulous studios in Eagle Rock, California.
With four brand new microphones.
Well, I said they were fabulous. They really are fabulous today. We have microphones, like real microphones. Robert, it actually sounds like you're in the room.
Yeah, last time I was like out in the hallway or something.
Were you in the bathroom while you were phoning in your recording or something?
It was a remote podcast for me.
If you listen to the last episode,
I heard that sound at the
Robert
end.
Is like in the restroom the whole time.
There it is, right there.
Talking about that.
Wait. This is rated G, brother.
You probably want to know who's in the round table because, well, I always tell you who's around the round table and there's no round table. But around the round table, we have George Hot Flash Fernandez. Wait. I always call you Hot Flash, but what's with the beard, George?
It's just a new
scruffy look.
A new look.
Is this a Thanksgiving beard?
Three weeks.
Uh-huh. It took you 3 weeks
for that, yeah.
This is 2 days, bro.
I know. Well, you're a hairy man. He's my arms. I'm not a hairy guy. And actually, the kids wanted me to do it. So they said, leave it, Dad.
I've never seen you with anything past 1 day's worth of facial hair.
Yeah, this is, well, this is what you get.
Well, did you grow that the last time we had a retreat? No.
Retreat?
Well, the men's retreat. Then we grew.
Oh, the mustaches. Did you do a mustache?
No. Mustaches and me don't work. No.
But this time you're giving it a go.
And Lisa at first didn't like it and she said, hey, just leave it. Let's see. Maybe things will work.
Well, it looks good. We might have to change your name from Hot Flash Fernandez to
Hot White Beard.
Grizzly. White Beard. Grizzly.
George
Grizzly Fernandez. we also have Robert, I'm always late, Concepcion.
Well, you know, that's just how we roll.
Hey, you're not in the restroom today, so that counts for something. You're actually
here. Thanks to the mics.
You can thank our guests for the mic.
Oh, there you go.
He's just a big shot. Yeah. We got a big shot guest today.
Robert, good to have you
here in studio,
not in the restroom. Thanks for joining
us. It's good to be let in.
And our special guest today around the round table is a man who probably needs no introduction. But, you know, we'll give him one anyway. So, George, give him the introduction.
This is a gentleman who was part of our huddle. And we were very blessed to have him be part of our team. We'll never forget for our Christmas dinner for our huddle.
That was great.
He led us in worship and he sang a song that I'll never forget.
What was the song?
Last Christmas.
Oh, wow. Wham. Hey,
wham.
Hey,
wham. Wham.
Because nothing says baby Jesus like Boy George.
Right. That was
That's not Boy George.
That's not Boy George?
No, it's George Michael.
George Michael.
Oh, the wrong George.
Oh, boy. Marvin,
I can see some overlap.
Marvin, we're going to put you in the bathroom this time. Why don't you come?
There's some consistent tendencies.
I'm too young for that music era.
But you know Boy George, huh? But you know Boy George.
I want to know how you know Boy George.
And you seem like you know that name.
Come a chameleon.
Come.
All right, well, finish introducing our friends.
Yes, this is Jacob Prestige, and we're just blessed to have him. And we're going to interview him today and ask him questions, and he'll just be part of our podcast, and we'll get to know him a little bit more.
Yeah,
welcome, Jacob. How you doing?
Thanks. Doing great. Thanks.
Jacob's got a wonderful personality. I'm sure he's going to shine through in this podcast. We're going to ask you some questions down the road, but I'm going to forget, so I want to ask you now because guys are going to want to know. You're in the music industry. Where can someone find some of your music to listen to?
My wife and I perform as a group called Windsurfer. But it's spelled strangely. It's WYNDSRFR. So you can find us at windsurfer.com. Or on Spotify as Windsurfer or wherever you listen to music. So
great. We'll ask you again towards the end of the show, but I'm sure I will forget.
You know what? I'm going to look you up on Spotify.
Yeah. Please do. Do you know what that is? Do you know what Spotify is?
I have it. I have playlists. Of course I do.
I asked you, do you listen to our podcast? What was your response?
What was your response?
He just clicks it.
Do you listen to our podcast?
Download. He listens live.
No, yes. I'm part of it. There's no need to…
But I go home and I'm laughing with us in the car. It's like three friends that I don't have. Yeah. I'm that lonely, man.
Because you get everyone's name wrong. Boy George, it's Michael.
It's a pretty sad existence that I listen to myself in my car. Guys, we have over 4,500 plays of the Men's Ministry Roundtable. Right. You know what that means?
No.
That means we…
Our wives are clicking away.
Well, that…
And our kids are working hard.
We made a little bit more money this month. We went from making $4. Now we made $4.65.
Okay.
A penny a click.
I'm going to invest that. And
So when you give us stock tips later, you're going to have to tell me how to invest my third of the…
And how much would a third of that be?
It's like $2.15, somewhere in that range.
No.
$2.25. Somewhere in the $2 range. $1.85.
If it's… How much is it? $4.50?
$4.65.
No, can't be $2. That'd be
Tell you what. Instead of investing it, can we at least get a breakfast burrito and split it three ways?
No. Just get new mics, please. Just like the mics we have now.
Yeah, for $4, I can't get a mic.
No.
Can we get some at Lucky Boy for that or no?
We probably can. We can get a $5 burrito, split it three ways, and that's call it a day, right?
That's a win for me.
Or if you're like Jacob, you can get
chili cheese fries and watch a Thanksgiving parade. Did you guys know there's a thing about a Thanksgiving parade?
I think everyone knew this but you.
Heard today that
there
was a
Macy's Day Parade
called a Thanksgiving
parade. It's been around for…
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's televised.
And he said they have floats, like turkey floats.
Yes.
They do.
They have all kinds of floats.
Funny. This is funny to me because I know the New Year's parade. I know
New
the
Year's,
Holly… Rose Bowl. Rose Parade.
What?
I'll stop. I know the Hollywood Christmas Parade and then the Macy's Christmas Parade where Santa comes out. Like the Miracle on 34th Street?
I think that's the same parade as the Thanksgiving parade.
Why would they call it a Thanksgiving parade if it's Christmas?
I think it ushers in the Christmas season.
I don't think it's… Yeah, it's not really the Christmas parade.
But it's on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I've never watched this parade.
Yeah.
Is it on TV?
Yeah.
Channel 4.
Yeah, I think it's NBC.
Were you not born here?
No, I wasn't. I was born in Guatemala. Okay. And we don't do Thanksgiving, first of all. And second of all, we don't do Thanksgiving parades in Guatemala, okay? No, sorry if I'm not cultured to your Thanksgiving traditions.
Okay. Excuse.
Hey guys, what's happening in your worlds? Is anything interesting? I know we're like in month number 1,011 of COVID, but what's going on with you guys?
Well, not to sound grim, but the numbers are kind of escalating on COVID. So it's a little…
It's disconcerting.
A little frightening. But I guess on the good news is we have vaccines on the way.
Yeah.
We were talking about it this morning. Not just two, but maybe even a third and a fourth. So I think clearly there's light at the end of the tunnel. And hope is by at least the first quarter or even for emergency uses, in the next few weeks, they'll be put to use. And hopefully things start turning around.
Yeah, I sure hope so. We need some good news and on that front, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, London is still locked down, isn't it? England?
London.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah, okay.
There was a girl…
not Texas.
There was a girl I went to school with.
I looked at George and goes… What London?
No, but there was a girl I went to school with. Her name was London. And I thought you meant that she was locked down.
She's still in lockdown. Yeah, she's still locked down.
My high school friend in London.
She was crazy.
By the way, there's not a whole lot of Londons in Guatemala. So
you will remember that London.
Right.
Yeah, and I think France was closed down and Italy.
A lot of Europe was
But that's the scary part because even with the vaccine in the horizon, they still did that.
Well, but so, it's going to take a while for
to distribute it. I think the latest, they'll authorize it fairly soon for emergency or special use. And, hopefully.
Well, guys, hang in there wherever you're at. Hopefully this show brings you a smile and a little bit of levity to what hopefully is an okay year for you guys. But we know that some guys in our community have suffered loss.
Mm-hmm.
And while we joke and we laugh a lot on this show, we don't want to minimize the real pain that's out there. And so, again, we hope that this brings you a little bit of hope, a little bit of joy, a little laughter. But we know that what you guys are going through is real. So please reach out to us. Let us know. If you need anything from the Men of CA, you can always reach us at men@cachurch.com. Simple as that. A prayer request. a visit, anything that you might need, an encouraging word, we're here for you. So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
On that note, George, is there anything? I mean, I know that stocks have been like kind of all over the place in the last couple of weeks. I stopped checking my E-Trade account because it just doesn't matter.
No, I think there's some really terrific opportunities in the market now. And I was listening, you know, to this morning as I followed carefully. There's some strategists, I think, really between now and the end of the year that the market could go up another 5 to 7%. But wow. I think the key is trying to find some individual stocks that will be performing well. I'd be happy to have that conversation with you. But what I did want to mention, other than the stock market, I was reading an article, and I think we all know this to be true. So hopefully everyone knows this to be true. But just the importance of avoiding debt. And
that's what, if you wear mask, you can avoid.
Not debt.
All right. All right.
Debt. All right.
Look, just debt. Because you're on Conan's all mic right, doesn't right, mean okay, you get to do okay. stand up here. All right. Right.
Okay.
Sorry. Here's my challenge for those of you that find it challenging to avoid using your credit card. Two questions to ask. And the first one's the most important is, am I going to be able to pay off whatever purchase I just made using my credit card within the next 30 days? And if the answer is no, then do not make that purchase. Because it's easy to fall into a trap of yes, I have this money, but you don't because you just have this piece of plastic or whatever, however you pay for it. So you have to ask yourself, do I have the ability to pay this off in 30 days or whatever the cycle is? And the second thing is this the best price that I can get for this item that supposedly I need to have right now? And if the answer is no, because many times we'll buy things out of impulse and with we'll see things online or we go into a store and they'll tell you it's only good for today or it's only good for the next few hours. My experience is that's not the case. If it's on sale today and this is a price that can only be bought today, then it's a pressure sales. Run away from it. And if it's really a true sale and something you got to have, then you should be able to get it tomorrow, the next day, the next week, without the pressure. So those are kind of like the two things. Make sure you can pay it off in 30 days. And if not, then don't buy it because then you're creating this storm and a snowball that'll start. And is this the best price?
Yeah, and so. With the holiday shopping season upon us, those are always good reminders. So thanks, George. If you want to do a private consultation with our friend George, how can they get a hold of you, buddy?
Just email me at jorgef, jorgef@cachurch.com, and I'll be happy to schedule an appointment.
So email jorgef@cachurch.com. Yeah.
George F.
Are you? Were you? There's a motorcycle going on behind me. Were you part of the Boy George band?
Can we call you Boy George?
Can we call you Boy George?
No. I guess not. Look at that look.
Hey, last Christmas I gave you my heart.
Hey, George. You know that's a great point because now everyone's encouraging a cashless transaction, so people are kind of lulled into just keep using the card.
Yeah, It's a false security. I mean, you think about it, not to go off point, but you know, the casinos in Vegas and all over the world, they have them, you know, they all do very well. They're all financially successful. But you think about it, when you gamble, there's a reason they give you chips because in your mind, you're not really realizing that that's cash. Mm-hmm. Because if you had to put a $100 bill or a $20 bill, you may think twice before you do that. But it's this little plastic thing and you know, it gets away from you. So it's the same thing with a credit card. You don't realize that I just bought this today. I don't have to deal with it today. I'll deal with it in the future. Sure. Well, the future comes quickly and you tend to forget all the things that you use the plastic for. Mm-hmm. So just ask yourself that question. Do you have the ability to pay it off in 30 days? If the answer is no, then run away.
Okay, so as part of my sports report, I really don't have a lot. I know the NFL is happening and I'm sure there's some good teams.
NBA draft yesterday.
NBA draft, yeah. But yeah, it's kind of like… It's a different kind of year because normally we would be having basketball and football and other things.
And basketball starting in…
But here's what I want to… Basketball starting at the end of December. We'll talk about that.
Who drafted LaMelo?
He went third to the Hornets, which is a bust. But
you think?
Anyway, yeah, totally.
Who went first?
Edwards.
Edwards.
To who?
Minnesota.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, but here's what I want to do. I read the other day, a list of the top 10 sports movies of all time.
Guatemalan?
None of them were from Guatemala. We don't have our own, like, Running Springs or Cool Springs. What is that movie? The Jamaican
Cool Bob's? Runnings.
Cool Runnings.
Cool Sprint.
Cool Springs is, by George Michael.
This is a...
Hey, boy, George, stop it.
Wow.
George, I love that movie when I was a kid. You know,
cool
the Jamaican Bob's.
Cool Springs is soap scent.
Cool Springs is a scent of soap, Jacob says.
Can I interrupt?
No, you cannot. No. You can tell me after. The top 10 sports movies of all time.
Okay, what are they?
No. You need to tell me what they are. I'll start with you, George.
Easy.
Rocky.
Rocky
is on that list. Rocky is number 4 on this list.
Okay.
It would have been higher.
These Guatemalans do not know.
This is not my list. Rocky would have been higher on my list. By the way, I spoke to Jacob earlier, and he said Rocky Balboa is his favorite in the Rocky series.
That's correct. The sixth installment.
How many
installments was that?
Really?
First of all, who's watched past 4?
Yeah.
Like after the Russian dude, I stopped watching.
After the Russian dude.
Yeah. Actually.
What was his name?
Nikolai Shortkov.
Ivan Drago.
Yeah, that guy.
I must break you.
Okay, the Creed movies are good, but like 5 and 6 people watch those?
So 5 is considered the worst.
Was that
widely his
son?
The worst. It's not his son. It's
Tommy Morris.
Tommy Gunn. Is in 5. 6 is just called Rocky Balboa. He's older. Adrian's died. His son is now in his 20s and working as like a banker or something.
So and he trains him on how to be a banker.
No,
like accounting stuff.
Yeah, what? George would love this. But there's this like heavyweight dude who's like really dominant. So like nobody wants to fight him or anything.
I do remember
and
that
they
one.
Do this like virtual fight. ESPN does this like virtual sort of computer bout, Rocky in his prime versus this guy. So Rocky wins in the virtual bout. So then the heavyweight guy's promoters are like, I think we could actually get an exhibition with older Rocky now. Rocky wants to do it. His son is totally against it. Everybody's kind of like, you're too old to do this. Anyway, so it's great. And I will say, I talked to Marvin earlier about this, but like the speech that Rocky gives to his son, just like YouTube, Rocky speech to his son, if you want 3 minutes, that will like absolutely fire you up and get you so inspired.
Hey, yo, son.
It's
that was Marvin's impersonation
like
of, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that, is son. It as good as when he proposed to Adrian at the zoo?
You want to marry me or something?
No, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind marrying me too much.
Robert, top 10 sports movies of all time, Robert. What's the next one on the list?
It's got to be a golf one for you.
Rocky is number 4.
I don't know. Rudy might be there.
Rudy's on the list. Rudy is all number right. 3 on the list. That's my number 1.
Okay.
Rudy's my favorite.
I topped you.
Rudy's
what's
my
going
favorite.
On? What's going
movie.
On?
I have Rudy.
I love
Rudy at my number 8.
Okay. He's got it lower than me. Okay.
I made my own top 10 list.
He made his own top 10 list. Wow. Oh. See, he's prepared for the show. Thanks, guys.
I don't know if you guys have seen Babe Pig in the End Zone. Have you not seen it?
Oh,
okay.
That I made up.
That's
actually
a different
kind
of movie.
My number Air 1 Bud? Was Air Buddies.
Air Buddies.
So it's the superior sequel to Air Bud.
Yes.
No, still kidding. Okay. I'm going to go through it.
Give me one. You got to give me one that's on my list.
Okay. So this is the clear number 1, and it's Hoosiers.
Hoosiers is on that list. I enjoy it.
It's because you're from there.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not from Indiana.
Yeah, he looks like an Indiana guy. It's the same thing.
I do have on a red shirt.
Are we profiling people?
That is a good movie.
It's a good movie.
What was his name? Jimmy?
Yeah.
On this particular list, Hoosiers was number 5.
Okay. Jimmy. So that list needs to go in the garbage.
It needs to go in the garbage. It is on the list.
Tin Cup?
Okay, boy, George, back to you.
Gladiator.
Gladiator's not a sports movie, buddy.
I think it counts.
It's a sport, right? That's a sport.
Really? You call that a sport movie?
Oh, yeah. They thought it was a sport back then.
I thought about it.
That in 300.
All right. Scratch Gladiator. It's a good movie, but not a sports movie. Come on.
No, I would say Tin Cup.
Tin Cup is not on this list. Do you enjoy Tin Cup?
I did.
This list is
that with Will Smith?
I just did my favorites.
No. Kevin Costner.
The number one's going to be like Raging Bull or...
No. I know what it is. I know the number one is. Space Jam.
Hold on to that. Tin Cup is not with Will Smith. He's a golfer?
No.
It's Kevin Costner.
Which is the one with Will Smith?
Legend of Bagger Vance.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's close.
That is awesome.
I get confused with Tin Cup.
Yes. I should know that.
There's like three golfing
Tin
movies
Cup
total.
Tin Cup is not on the list. Robert.
Space Jam.
Space Jam, sadly, is not on the list. My. America's favorite basketball movie is not on the
list. Is this like our Christmas party where you ask people just in Eagle Rock?
Yes.
Okay.
I polled 100 people in Eagle Rock. Jacob, what's the top 10 sports movie?
Hoop Dreams.
Hoop Dreams? What is that?
It's a documentary they did in the 90s about these two inner city kids as like freshmen in high school.
Really?
But it ends up, they started, the idea was to do like a half hour documentary about it. Ended up following them for like 4 years. It's crazy. I mean, it's really good, but it didn't make the top of my list.
Hoop Dreams is not top 10 sports movies of all time. I've never heard of Hoop Dreams. It's a documentary. I also like The Last Dance.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, says George. Field of Dreams is on the list at number 7.
I told you. Cool Runnings.
Cool Springs.
Cool Springs.
Palm.
Palm
Springs.
Palm Springs. Cool Runnings is not... The Jamaican bobsled team did not make the list. Sorry, Robert.
All right, what is it?
Give my guess, Chariots of Fire.
Yes. Is that a sports movie?
Yeah.
It's like a true Olympics story.
And I know, but how is it?
It's a true story.
How is that a sport?
Yeah.
They're Wimbledon.
How are the Olympics a sport? I was running a sport.
Olympics.
It's like the original sport.
The
That's
Olympics.
All they did was run.
Wait, didn't they have chariots though?
No.
What are you doing with your hands? Is that what you do
the
with
horse?
A chariot? They're not drums.
Wheelchair.
In fairness to Marvin, I did have on my list Ben Hur, which I put in there because it has
Come
the
on,
chariot
guys.
Race
okay. We're looking
and
at
a lot of rowing.
Movies.
Then Gladiator's got to be there. There was
sports
a chariot
movies.
Scene.
Yeah.
There.
Okay, Chariots
American
of Fire didn't make the
sports.
List.
No, Chariots of Fire did not make
wow.
the list.
Wow, I'm surprised by that.
Boy George.
Dude,
yeah,
don't make it stick, okay?
Oh,
when you say Boy George, it's going to stick now.
We haven't gotten
Rudy
any of the top two yet.
No,
right?
We haven't. Rudy is your number three. You guys are missing the obvious ones. There's two obvious
I mentioned
ones.
Raging Bull. That is that not
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. That was a
tournament
movie.
In England.
Robert and I
movie.
Watched I different movies.
I would have thought Rocky was the obvious one.
Rocky is on there, 4.
Yeah, I would thought it would be number...
There's one
just
more.
Just tell us.
What about Raging Bull? Am I?
Raging
that's
Bull
not
is
in the
not
top two?
Any other,
not even on
any
there?
Other guesses? Guys listening to us, they're screaming
one.
At us in their car right now saying... Choose this. You guys are forgetting the obvious ones.
Okay, Remember the Titans.
Yes, Remember the Titans.
That's
Denzel.
That's a fine movie. It's nowhere near Hoosiers.
Number 2, Remember the Titans.
Friday Night Lights.
I do like Hoosiers more than Remember the Titans.
Friday Night Lights. Is that
a TV show?
It's also a movie.
No,
it's
a football.
Any Given Sunday.
TV show. Any Given Sunday's not on there. Friday Night Lights is not on there. Number 10. A League of Their Own. Come on, Madonna playing baseball.
There's no
Tom
crying
Hanks.
In baseball.
Rosie O'Donnell. Or Rosie Perez. What
Rosie
are
O'Donnell.
Rosie Perez.
Rosie Greer. You don't know who that is.
Gina Davis is in that one.
Number, not Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Number 9, Major League. Come on. Wild Thing.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen.
I didn't think that was that great.
Okay. Number 8. I've never heard of this movie before. The Pride of the Yankees.
Oh yeah. That's an old one.
I have
one.
That one. Yeah. It's got Gary Cooper as...
Yeah.
Is it
Lou Gehrig?
Lou Gehrig. Yeah.
Okay. The Pride of the Yankees. Number 8. Number 7.
Oh, I know. No, I got one. The one with Gail Sayers and Brian Piccolo, Brian Song.
Brian Song.
That should be on there.
No. I've never
Brian
seen
Song
it.
Is not on there, the
I
original
don't know
one?
Who those people are, but no.
You know, never heard of Gail Sayers?
Football player, right?
Yes.
No. Number 7, Field of Dreams. Come on.
I said
that
one.
Say that.
Okay. Number 6.
Why don't you get off his jock, bro?
Oh, well, now we're going to have you again for another time for you to just give those one-liners to Marvin.
You'll be available for happy hour.
Jacob, thank you.
Number 6, Miracle. Come on, the Miracle on Ice.
I didn't love the movie. I mean, I'd rather see a documentary
it's a great story.
About that, but I didn't love the movie.
They did a 30 for 30 ESPN on that. It was great.
Number 5.
To watch that.
Who's yours?
Who's your daddy?
I should be number 4, one.
Rocky. The one and only Rocky. Not 6.
Gotcha.
Not 4.
I can't believe that's
not Nikolov Drago.
No. What? It's not. It's Ivan Drago.
Ivan Drago.
Best training montage is 4.
That's
for sure.
The ice when he's carrying the log. Yeah.
The log.
Yeah.
Number 3, Rudy. That's my number 1. But number 3. Number 2, Remember the Titans. Come on. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I just don't. It bothers me that they put it above Hoosiers.
Really?
I do like Hoosiers more.
I think it's recency bias.
Yeah.
A lot of your young kids will say Remember the Titans.
I love Remember the Titans. And number 1, drum roll. best.
Oh, can we use the Cajon for that?
No. The best, the best.
Oh, I know what it's going to be.
Of all
Waterboy.
Time is.
Just kidding.
Use the Cajon.
Drum roll.
Yes.
Adam Sandler.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, they have what? As number Goodness. One.
No,
no.
I'm kidding.
Caddyshack.
It's on my. It's, I have it at number two.
Caddyshack.
I'm kidding. Number one is The Sandlot.
Oh, okay. Sandlot's also on my list, but I didn't think. Number one,
according
the beast.
To this list.
The beast.
I know, it's great.
Yeah, Benny the Jet Rodriguez. You didn't watch The Sandlot? Have
that
you,
is,
Robert?
That is a
no,
fun
I
movie.
Seen it.
You've never seen The Sandlot?
No, I'm not.
That's a,
little
that's,
boys
that's
in
a great
baseball.
Family
Come
movie.
On.
It is good. A great.
Your boys will love that movie.
Okay.
Check it out with your boys.
I'll watch it along with the Christmas or
yeah,
the Thanksgiving
what's
the parade.
S'more if I, how can
or
I,
after Thanksgiving
how can
parade.
I have S'more if I haven't had any yet?
No,
you're killing me, Small.
Hey, I've got. I need to mention one that wasn't on.
You want a S'more. He goes, S'more what?
Yeah.
Nice. I need to mention one that no one has hasn't been on any list and we haven't guessed it. It's my number two sports movie
that's
of all
pretty
time.
High up there.
And it's the original The Karate Kid.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
I like The Karate Kid.
The second one was, I thought, awful.
No, terrible.
The remake.
Not
the remake.
Oh, the,
not
I haven't
number,
even seen
part
the new
two.
One. Yeah, yes.
The remake.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't
The
even
Karate
seen
Kid,
that.
That's a great
true,
one.
True yeah. story. Every time I visit my son in his Zoom classroom in his bedroom, I peek my head in the door and I say, you're the best around.
No one's going to ever keep you down.
See? The best. Mm. Oh, I love that. Okay, good movie.
Wait, what is your number one?
Rocky.
Rocky.
Yeah. I think my number one is what you, The Gladiator.
That's not a sports
because,
movie, Robert.
I think it counts.
Look,
it's
a
I'm
sport.
On Robert's
they,
side.
They treated it as a sport.
All right, Robert, what's happening at Christian Assembly? What's happening at Christian Assembly?
Yes, yes.
Robert, tell us what's going
What's
on.
Happening at Christian Assembly? Well, we got the Barnabas Brothers. That's,
yeah, tell us about that.
You alluded that. To that earlier
no,
when yes you did you
that
said
off
if
the,
you
off
needed
the,
a visit
yes,
a house call
yep
that's what Barnabas
a
Brothers is all
call.
About
yeah
yeah
it's house calls
Marvin and a group of guys
the concierge pastoral service
there you go just give them a call and they will come with what cup of coffee
we'll bring coffee we'll bring it in
coffee.
Out
we'll bring ourselves
Chick-fil-A Jacob
Chick-fil-A?
And I did a Barnabas
we
at
sure
a
did.
Park and we brought cornhole
now how long does it usually take for a visit
An hour and a half, depending on how much time the guy has.
Oh, there you go.
If all they have is 15 minutes, we'll take 15 minutes.
There you go.
But if
anywhere
an hour,
up to a sleepover.
Yeah, I mean, we'll bring s'mores and yeah, we'll tell stories about the
if
beast.
You're, if
I
you
can
have...
French braid.
In the
go.
Dark?
And Boy George might even join
Boy
you guys.
George, my thing is,
all right, enough with the Boy George.
My thing is hit last Christmas.
Grizzly Boy George.
Yeah, so Barnabas Brothers is a great ministry for these guys. If you guys are lonely.
So sign up for Barnabas Brothers by doing what?
Go to the website.
Yes.
Go to the website. Or just directly email Marvin.
Okay.
At,
next
Marvin
thing,
e.
tell us about the next thing.
Next thing is the Manly Week.
Yes.
That's not... Coming January 2021, that's
yes.
what, next year, brother?
I know.
Why'd you put this in here?
Because it's the end of November. And you realize that's a month away.
Well, we got prayer and pantry, and we've got...
But that's not a man's project. We're talking about man's efforts here.
Well, you asked me what's happening at CA.
Well, okay,
You
sorry.
Didn't say
what's
what
happening
what's
with
happening?
The men of CA. This is a men's podcast.
All right, well,
tell
you
them
help
about
me.
The men,
what's
the,
happening
the,
at
tell,
CA, Robert?
Tell them about the men's
So I'm answering that. So Marvin wants to be specific here.
Yes,
just do
I do.
Manly Week.
On the men's podcast, yes, I want to be specific
All
about
right.
what's happening
so
with men.
So if you have any manly skills that you'd like to showcase, Marvin would like to...
No, that's well, not we what would. Manly Week is about.
What is this?
We're gonna have,
oh,
wait.
No, no. Men's gathering. Men's gathering.
Juggling chainsaw.
Yes. Right.
Men's gathering. Men's gathering.
Knife throwing.
Carpentry.
I am
what
he lost
right.
He puts. He puts manly...
Leather,
manly weak hair.
Tanning.
I mean, what is this?
What did you think that meant? You think that was a talent show?
Well, you told me. You told me.
What's manly weak?
I don't know.
What are the What's the contest for? That's what I want to know.
Do you have skills?
Well, you said manly weak, but skills for something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's a good point. I can understand where he's coming from. Okay. There's going to be a back hair competition.
Jacob, we're going to have you here for more often than not, brother.
who can absorb the most pain for
trim,
what?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Trim
no,
your
no,
nose,
no. Back hair waxing.
You
throw me under the bus, but you're putting a manly package together,
nose
aren't you?
Hair plus.
Yes, we are putting a manly package
okay,
together.
Okay, you tell me about manly package.
It's going to have
what'd you say?
Some merch.
Repeat what you just said.
Manly package.
Oh, boy.
It's a,
I,
a package for men.
I got your manly package. Yeah, well,
has, he's some, the one about to get
some
to
Man
you.
Of CA merch. Okay.
Where's the bleep button?
You'd need it the whole 40 minutes. Yeah.
All right. So you don't know what Manly Week is.
No, I do not.
Manly Week is a week dedicated to the men of CA. We're going to have a men's gathering. We're going to have a drive-through event where they can pick up some merch, which you called a package, but that's not what I meant.
Brother, you just cooked this up on your own and I you just sure put did. Manly Week.
I What's sure merch?
Did. See, he doesn't even know.
Merchandise. Like, this is what the young people are saying. All right, the merch. Well, wrap it up, Robert, and tell us about the services over at Village.
Village Christian. We still have our services there twice on Saturdays, 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock p.m.
Yes, sir.
So hopefully we see you guys out there.
We'd love to see you guys out there.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to spend the rest of our time talking to our friend Jacob. Woohoo. That's right. We're excited to have you on the show. I don't think you're excited to be here anymore after the debacle that is the men's podcast. Jacob, we recently met you. You're, I would say, still newer to CA, but how did you end up here in Los Angeles and at Christian Assembly?
Well, my wife and I met and lived in Kansas City for a while. My wife grew up there. I was living there for 10 years. We'd been playing music together, and the last 4 years in Kansas City, we were doing that full time. But our career kind of plateaued, and we realized there was no music industry there in terms of somebody who's going to take your music and present it to a wider audience. So we started praying about that and felt like the Lord wanted us to move out here to Los Angeles. So we moved out here in February of 2017. I've been here since then. We've been at CA for, I think, about 2 years. CA was recommended to us by a friend. We had been in an Anglican church in Kansas City. So when we moved out here, we were looking at Anglican churches initially. And then CA was recommended to us. I went to the men's retreat and connected with Marvin and Ralph. I didn't know anyone before I went. And actually, I hadn't signed up. And then one of the last Sundays before the retreat, they were talking about it and said, there's going to be a basketball tournament and there's going to be a ping pong tournament. And I love both of those things. Mm. So I was like, oh man, maybe I should go. So I signed up.
Even if it's just for that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Also, we'll be talking about God some. Yeah. I signed up on the wait list and then ended up being able to go, had a great time and connected with some people. And then, yeah, we've been here ever since. So,
the good old days when we could do retreats. Yeah. Jacob signed up towards the end, as he just mentioned. And I think I had no beds available. The only bed I had available was in the room with Tom Hughes. Mm-hmm. So Jacob had the opportunity to share a cabin with Tom,
with
and
Tom.
You guys share an East Coast connection. Cabin time with Tom?
Yeah.
Is that what he called it? Cabin time with Tom?
Yeah, definitely.
It sounds like a children's...
That's where I learned the French braid, actually.
So you that's interesting. So you French braided Tom's hair.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. That's another skill. You know what? That's a skill for Manly Week.
Right. Yes. Well, if you have a skill to French braid
French
back
braiding.
Hair...
Yes,
right.
That's what we'll be doing. French yes, braiding exactly. Men's back hair. There you go.
In the dark.
In the dark.
It just gets better.
Jacob, you alluded
well, in the bathroom.
To pursuing music. And one of the reasons we wanted to have you on, other than your fun personality, is we really are interested in talking to guys who are out there trying to live out their faith in the context of everyday life. And so we've had realtors on here. We've had construction guys on here. And we wanted to have someone on in the entertainment and specifically music industry. So how do you find that environment and how are you able to present your faith? How are you able to share your faith? How are you able to keep your faith in that environment?
Well, in terms of sharing the faith, I think that the music industry presents kind of an interesting opportunity for that in that it is creative. So we're songwriters and one of the primary ways that we share our faith is just writing songs. And we don't feel called specifically to the Christian music industry. We feel more called to the regular, quote-unquote, secular music industry. So finding creative ways to write about our walk with God, which is very much a regular part of our lives, in ways that are compelling and interesting and giving hope to people who may not have that relationship with Christ themselves. But it doesn't feel like you're listening to Christian radio or a worship song necessarily. It just feels like, I think we come at it from a very personal perspective. So that's one way. We've also had a lot of, especially since we've been in LA, we've had opportunities to share My wife is super amazing and we perform together and we have a really good marriage. And I feel like a lot of the times that we have performed in LA, other artists that have also performed have asked us about how long have you guys been together? How is it doing music together? And it's really been a good opportunity for us to share about the role that the Lord plays in keeping our marriage really healthy and how good marriage can be when you're willing to communicate respectfully and grow toward each other intentionally and things like that. So those have been, some of the ways that we've been able to share.
Yeah. And Jacob has shared some of his music with me and we'll plug that website again so the guys can listen to this because you have a really fun and unique sound to your music. I really enjoyed
Thanks.
It. I would compare it to like, I think you would enjoy Boy George. It's kind of like an 80s.
I'm going to punch you in the back.
How would you describe your sound? Is it 80s synth?
That would be a long time coming. Our sound has evolved. It's been a long evolution. We started out as a group called the Blackbird Review, and that was really like folky Americana. We had a pedal steel player. And then when we moved out to LA, I had also on the side been doing more electronic music, primarily instrumental electronic music. And I was having some success with that being used on TV shows and TV broadcasts. So like the US Open has used one of my songs. NFL has used one of my songs.
Oh, wow. And
so that was the origin of Windsurfer. But then the Blackbird Review, we were playing as a two-piece. And when we went into the studio and the restrictions of the two-piece like arrangements were removed, we felt like, I don't really know what our sound is anymore. We kind of lost the sonic vision for it, I guess. And so we talked about why don't we integrate that into Windsurfer, which I had a very clear vision for. So it's like taking the songwriting and the singing and the harmonies and everything of the Blackbird Review and marrying it with the electronic production of Windsurfer. So, and then as we've got this new album that Marvin has listened to, we have like a pre-release of it right now. So the music's all done. I would say it's electronic rock is how I would describe it. There are definitely elements of rock. There's a genre that I really like called post-rock as well, which is kind of cinematic and big and triumphant. There are bands like Explosions in the Sky who are post-rock and they do a lot of soundtrack type stuff. So we kind of blend that with electronic, very like 80s influenced electronic kind of Stranger Things vibes. Yeah, with us singing.
Well, it's really cool. You guys would enjoy it. So make sure you check out.
When you said 80s, that hooked me. So
yeah, of course, Boy George. what would you say are some of the most rewarding and also challenging parts of being in this industry?
I think on a personal level, the rewarding and challenging probably the most is the same thing, which is working so closely with my wife. So it's amazingly rewarding. It was super challenging at first. And then we have learned how to communicate more effectively. One of the things that used to happen is I would be out in the studio working on a song and I would build this production. I'd spend like 3 days working on a song before I would share it with Danielle. And then she would come out and be like, oh man, I really don't like all these things about it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been working for 3 days on this and now I got to start over. So then I would be frustrated. So now we're collaborating from the very beginning so that we avoid, pitfalls like that. It's just gotten so much better and so much more rich and rewarding. I feel like the album that's going to be coming out is the most true expression of our collaboration that we've ever done. We've been married 11 and a half years and have been making music together that whole time. And it's taken till now to where it's just so much fun at this point.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is.
Do you sing in that album?
Mm-hmm.
And she sings as well, so it's a duet?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Can I ask you, Jacob, what are your influences and how you got to this point? I mean, musical-wise.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a musical home or how did you get into that?
Danielle grew up in a very musical home. So her parents always are playing music at their house and the Beatles, Beach Boys, Bob Dylan, Joe Cocker, the Traveling Wilburys was on for like a year straight when we went over there. My parents did not listen to much music at all. I remember we had the Chariots of Fire soundtrack. So,
What are you doing with your hands, Boy George?
that was running.
Oh, yeah. All right. Slow motion running.
So that soundtrack is done by an electronic artist named Vangelis. So I've always had this appreciation for electronic music. I got really into folk music in college. And so when Danielle and I met and started playing together, it was very folky, like I said. But then I never lost that sort of interest in electronic stuff. And then add to that rock music that Danielle, I think for her in high school, the like emo rock was like her first thing that was like really felt like hers. So having been raised with great music, but then this was like her thing. So she was really into this Christian band called Reliant K.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
that.
Then, I
saw him in a concert.
Did you?
Nice.
It was like a fish festival thing.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And so I love rock music as well. So it is interesting. Mm-hmm. I think by this point, the album has so many different influences and sort of, I feel like we're trying to have our own voice. When I listen to music, what I like is, I don't want to hear you try and sound exactly like somebody else or try and stay right in the middle of this narrow genre lane. I want to know what your voice is. Like, who are you? What are you bringing that's unique to you? And so for me, one of the things I'm excited about, especially about the new album, is feeling like we're really taking all of these things that we love and have loved for a long time and expressing them in sort of our own unique way. So,
well, that'll preach right there, Jacob. I mean, what you just said in that last line, I mean, you could apply that to any sector of life, whether you're an accountant, you're a musician, or anything else, but you find your voice, find your space with God, and let your identity shine. Obviously, like Robert said, there are going to be influences and there's going to be people that have mentored you along the way, and there's people that you admire.
Right.
But when you discover who you are in Christ, when you discover your voice and you let that shine in whatever talent and ability you have, that's something special. And I think when I've listened to you guys, you asked me on your feedback page, what does it sound like? And I was like, I don't know what it sounds like. It's unique, but it's really cool, really cool music. But I think it comes across as your own and your voice.
Yeah,
I think
that's good.
Yeah, I'm excited to listen to it.
Yeah.
You have to open the interwebs, George. You might have to learn how to hash.
We'll send you a cassette.
Yeah.
No 8-tracks?
You might have to learn how to hashtag before you...
I do have Spotify, so...
We have a number of guys that listen to... I mean, really a number, like a small number of guys.
The number is 6.
The number is 6. We have a number of guys that listen to us. But really, we have a number of guys who are trying to get into the music industry or entertainment. What would you say to you know, a younger or older guy who's just trying to figure out their way in this world?
I mean, that's a great question. I will say this. You had sent out a little sort of brief outline for today. And one of the questions you talked about was like maintaining your faith in the entertainment industry. And I do think that in the entertainment industry, specifically in Los Angeles, you can encounter a little bit of a desperation. Do you know what I mean? This because there's so many people here all reaching for that same brass ring. And it's hard to stand out. I felt like when I was younger, I remember I was driving in the car and just having this conversation with the Lord. And it was like the Lord told me to define success exclusively as obedience to Him. And so coming back to that throughout my life, it takes away the desperation. And I think, you know, for my wife and I, we were able to be full-time for a while in Kansas City. Moving out here, we kind of had to, you know, build back up from the ground. We changed our branding completely, our sound completely, and all of the connections we're having to rebuild as well. But because that's not how I define success, I don't feel the pressure, especially as a creative person, to try and, like, I want to write and produce the best music possible, but I'm not trying to imagine what I think people want to hear or what I think would sell or what I think a record label would want to hear. I do want to keep that expression sort of more pure in that way. So yeah, I do think that's important, like understanding your definition of success. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this too. One thing I want to keep a check on with myself, especially in LA, is am I interpreting culture through the lens of the Bible, or am I interpreting the Bible through the lens of culture?
Oh, wow.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And so I want to make sure that personally checking with myself that the Bible is my foundation and that is the lens through which I view everything else.
That's awesome.
That's mm-hmm. deep.
That's
deep.
A really good word.
That also will preach.
Yeah, that's a really good
thank
word.
Thank you for sharing that with the guys. Yeah. Thank you for sharing it for yourself. I think that's good. I think you can apply that again to wherever you're at in life. And that's
every walk of life. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us that website one more time, Jacob, because I know guys are going to want to listen to you. And there might be a guy out there looking for a soundtrack for their project that they're working on right now. So.
Yeah. So it's windsurfer.com, which is WYNDSRFR. We are anti-vowels.
Windsurfer.
Yeah.
Right here. Any last questions from you
Nightspeed.
Guys?
Nightspeed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Nightspeed is a very sort of Stranger Things vibe.
Any final questions, Robert and George?
No, I love, well, thanks for being with us
today. Sure, thanks today. For having me.
I loved everything you said. One of the things I did appreciate is to hear that your marriage has gotten stronger mm-hmm, through the years mm-hmm. and working together hasn't been a hindrance. It's actually been the opposite. It's brought you together.
Mm, yeah.
And I love that. And I see that now, you know, in this season that we're in with COVID, mm-hmm. even though a lot of couples aren't working together, they can be in an environment where they're working kind of with each other mm-hmm. just because of space mm-hmm. and the importance of being careful and not allowing COVID to bring you apart, but look at it as an opportunity to how does it strengthen my marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm, you know, I have the opportunity to spend more time and it's a different environment, but asking God, how do I in this season honor you and strengthen my marriage? And hearing you do that is really encouraging. So that's great.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's sort of the daily choice, you know, mm-hmm. is because you're going to be growing and you're going to be changing and you can either grow together or grow apart.
Yeah.
So it's easier for me. I mean, I shouldn't say it's easier for me. I should say this way, I feel really blessed because my wife is amazing. My wife is, the coolest thing about her is that she's so committed to improving herself in that if she figures out that she's been thinking about something wrong, or if she realizes that she's had a wrong mindset about something or whatever, she is relentless in her pursuit of overcoming those things.
Mm.
A lot of people, especially as you get older, changing is harder. You become more set in your ways.
And
that she has that commitment has been such a blessing to our marriage. Mm. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that is.
Well, thanks for being on with us, Jacob. We wish you all the best and for this new album.
Yeah.
Is it launching? I know it's a weird time because you can't play it live to people. You would love to share your music with others.
Yeah,
I know
that
that's hopefully that. In the next few months, that's something you'll be able to do.
For sure.
But again, go on that Windsurfer website, guys. Check out their music. I don't know if there's a place for comments or feedback on there, but let Jacob know that you heard it, or if you find him or see him around CA, make sure you let him know.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening.
Yeah.
And thanks for the mics. So guys, thanks for listening to the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast on behalf of Wonder Boy George, Robert,
late cousin. Keeps changing.
We wish you a great Thanksgiving. And by the way, watch that parade that I didn't know existed. So
that's been in existence for 50 years.
Yeah, apparently there's a parade. Watch it or watch football.
Hey,
but have a great Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah, well, just on that note, a lot of things to be thankful for, even in the season of COVID. I know it's tough on a lot of people, but like Jacob was saying, it's all about perspective. Look at it. In the biblical sense of view, I mean, from the Bible. And if you do it that way, there's a lot of things to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. So Marvin says, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I join him in that. And
Thank you, Pastor Robert, and
Pastor Boy George,
and to all of the men out there.
Thank you, Lord, for being good.
In men's land, we will see you soon.